This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has his annual list of his favorite music, along with some thoughts about a number of rock, pop, and country stars who died this year. Let's begin with music from Ken's number one pick, Kendrick Lamar's album, Damn.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got.
No collection of songs this year cohered to form a better picture of our collective mood than Kendrick Lamar's album, Damn. The rapper talks about feeling put upon and abandoned, besieged and misunderstood, loved and hated. He samples voices from the Fox News Channel. On the cut called Lust, he has a line about waking up, hoping the election wasn't true. His distinctive delivery is characterized by a flurry of syllables enunciated with hammering force. No matter how many times I hear it, it's thrilling.
If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still
love me?
If I'm in my mind at work, would you still
love me?
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to
love me.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
Hold up.
We gon' function.
My top 10 music list is a mixture of albums, one song, and a book. I enjoyed the sonic experiments of rapper Vince Staples' album, Big Fish Theory. I reveled in the grand pop statements of Lana Del Rey's Lust for Life and Kesha's Rainbow. I love the country music revisionism of Angelina Presley's Wrangled and Margot Price's All American Made. I laughed at the rowdy rock and roll of low-cut Connie's Dirty Pictures Part 1 and the Menzingers' After the Party. And I was mightily impressed by the honesty and wit of Loudon Wainwright III's autobiography, Liner Notes. The song of the year? I think it has to be something overwhelmingly popular and clever and catchy, all of which describes Cardi B's Bodak Yellow, with its truculent vocal and its ticking time bomb rhythm.
You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't
This was a year that saw the deaths of some of the most admired stars, including rock and roll pioneers Chuck Berry and Fats Domino, country artists Mel Tillis and Don Williams, pop stars Glenn Campbell and David Cassidy. Two of the most distinctive silenced voices belong to Tom Petty and Walter Becker from Steely Dan. Becker's collaboration with Donald Fagen was close, airtight. It's difficult to know who contributed what to any classic Steely Dan composition. But one thing that's ringingly clear is the tone of Becker's guitar playing, a unique mixture of rock and jazz phrasing. Listen to a chunk of Becker's solo on Black Friday from the 1975 album Katie Lied. I think the force of Tom Petty's death took a lot of people by surprise, including me. He was no revolutionary trailblazer. His themes were reliable ones about heartache and despair. His Gainesville twang owed a lot to Bob Dylan and Roger McGuinn. But holy cow, did Petty ever rack up a thick pile of great hits. Listen to an album like 1979's Damn the Torpedoes, and even the songs that weren't released as singles sound like hits. Torpedoes contains my favorite Tom Petty performance on Here Comes My Girl. I love the way it starts off with him talking, then yowling with strangled yearning, and then there's just full-throated crooning. For me, this 38-year-old song holds out a promise of desire and comfort that I needed to hear this year.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around, stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye, says we don't last forever. Man, you know,
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, how religion, sex, and gender became such big issues in American politics. My guest will be R. Marie Griffith, author of Moral Combat, How Sex Divided American Christians and Fractured American Politics. Her book starts with the conflicts over women's suffrage and legal birth control, and ends with marriage equality and the Women's March after Trump's inauguration. I hope you'll join us.